This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The end of a quest may be near for President-elect Trump's embattled choice to head up the Defense Department. Multiple sources tell CBS News Mr. Trump may replace Pete Hegseth with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says the two men would be setting differences aside.
Trump and DeSantis are bitter political rivals. They faced off in the 2024 Republican primaries, and the president-elect's incoming chief of staff, Susie Wiles, is a former political advisor to DeSantis. The two of them parted ways under bad circumstances, and Wiles went on to work for Trump and defeat her former client.
The final congressional race of the 2024 election cycle has finally been decided, and it goes to the Democrat in California's Central Valley. Adam Gray has ousted incumbent Republican John Duarte by the closest margin in the country, just 187 votes. It means the GOP will retain a thin majority in the House next year. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on Tennessee's ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments for trans children under the age of 18. Sam Law is with the Human Rights Campaign.
These healthcare bans discriminate against trans youth by denying access to the very same safe and effective medications prescribed to people who are not trans to treat, you know, a range of health issues.
Round two is on the way for Northeasterners still digging out from a huge storm that dumped up to 6 feet of snow this week. CBS meteorologist Lonnie Quinn.
There is more lake effect snow expected, but it is nothing like what the Great Lakes communities just finished dealing with. No one's picking up 5.5 feet of snow out of this system.
Search crews near Pittsburgh are hoping against hope they'll be able to rescue a grandmother who disappeared Monday night when she went out to find her dog. Police believe she fell into a sinkhole. CBS News Pittsburgh's Lauren Linder.
First responders found what appeared to be a shoe underground, but they have yet to hear any noise or signs of life. They say there is still reason to be optimistic.
When it comes to pronunciations,
Kamala Harris gets in. And by the way, there are numerous ways of saying her name.
President-elect Trump got it wrong, and so did a lot of other people. According to the language learning company Babbel, Kamala is among the year's most mispronounced. So is the name of a certain pop star.
Chapel, not chapel. Chapel, Rome.
S&P futures are up 15, Dow futures ahead 207. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin winter wind is picking up. A wintry mix of gusty winds and snow comes as a cold front moves through the state today. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. The combination of snow and strong winds is expected to cause blowing and drifting snow, potentially reducing visibility and making driving difficult. It won't be much snow. Forecasters say people should prepare for sub-zero wind chills into tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already charged with child-related sex crimes in Kenosha County now has charges moving forward in Racine County. In court yesterday, Anna Crocker appeared remotely in Racine through the Kenosha County Jail. The new charges in Racine include felony child enticement and exposing a child to harmful material. The former staff member at Riverview Elementary School faced initial charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy during a sleepover at her home. An additional bond amount of $100,000 was added yesterday. A preliminary hearing in Racine County is next week. There's another Kenosha court date in March. A social media post led to the arrest of a Kenosha High School student with a gun. Kenosha police arrested the Indian Trail High School student Monday after they got a tip. Officials say the 16-year-old boy didn't threaten anyone with the gun. School staff and police say they're checking their policies after an initial search of the student failed to find the weapon. And fine art for kids is free. The Milwaukee Art Museum has announced free admission for kids 12 and under. That's thanks to a gift from a donor. A statement says the generous donation aims to provide children with access to world-class art experiences and to foster family engagement. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is. And our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan 67-64. Their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard. And we're able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
If you work for Apple or Android, would you stop improving the phones? I think we did it. We've covered it. I just wish these companies would now pool all of their resources together and finally create an unbreakable phone. How has that not been the priority these last 15 years that I've been trying to hold on to a $1,000 computer that's shaped like a slippery bar of soap? Also, Apple, if you're still listening, could you put little arms and legs on my phone so the next time I drop it between the car seats? It can crawl back out to me. You ever tried retrieving anything? It's scary. Like, I don't know. I've seen regular chairs, but car seats, they're made out of, like, knives and stuff. You ever dropped your phone down there when you were really relying on it? You immediately transform into that. You know that character in movies who they haven't prayed since they were a child? You're just like, hey, Siri, I don't know if you can hear me. But if you're there, I really need you right now.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Paul McCartney,
actually the Beatles, but, you know, that's really Paul McCartney in there. And yesterday, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, at WRJN 609. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today. Rain and snow showers today with a high near 37. Snow showers tonight, lows 14, but don't get panicky. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 28. Clear, 27 degrees now at Radio Park. Man, did we bite the bullet on this one. Wow. Actually, we dodged the bullet. What they're getting there in the on the East Coast and the just, you know, east of us, wow, a couple of feet of snow. And cars are buried on the freeway. They had to close them down, so, you know, enjoy what we've got. When I hear snow showers, I say yes. Yes to that. Hey, Disney's Haunted Mansion might be a little more haunted than usual right now. Disney World had a temporarily shut down its Haunted Mansion ride over the weekend after a guest scattered their loved one's ashes on it. It was definitely caught on video, so the person will be banned from all Disney parks, including the person whose ashes were there as well. They were also banned from all future Disney parks, too. Ooh, yeah. I heard it through the grapevine, the Dancing Raisins. Remember them? Here's Marvin Gaye at WRJN. I'm seeing of the Dancing Raisins in my head. Remember that TV commercial? When I hear that song, that's all I hear. Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is, actually two words, brain rot. They defined it as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state from over-consuming content that's trivial or unchallenging. Oh, by the way, speaking about trivia, I have some brain rot for you later. Music and movie trivia for Christmas time. Now, it's not a new term. The first recorded use of the word brain rot was Henry David Thoreau in the book Walden back in 1854. So people were already complaining about brain rot back in the 1850s. But maybe they handled it better than we do. got some rain and snow showers on tap today with a high near 37, clearing 27 degrees now.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be.
Shondells, I think we're alone now. 6:16, local news and time to sit to WRJN. Rain and snow showers today with a high near 37. Snow showers tonight, lows 14. Sunshine. Highs near 28 degrees tomorrow. Clearing 27 degrees right now at Radio Park. There was a turkey trot in upstate New York. Got interrupted on Thanksgiving Day when a bunch of deer came in, charging through and destroyed a woman who was running in it. Luckily, she wasn't seriously hurt. She doesn't look that old, but people are now joking that Grandma really did get run over by a reindeer.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever and, as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And, of course, you can hear Pete tonight, 6 o'clock on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
So Mama Kissing Santa Claus, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. We've got some Christmas music trivia coming up later on, but I had to tell you this one item here. A West Virginia broadcasting company initially banned the song I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus when it came out in the 1950s. They thought Mommy was cheating with Santa instead of kissing her husband in a Santa suit. How can anybody logically think that song was about cheating? And this was a whole broadcasting company that banned the song. What were they thinking? Wow. 6:24. Good morning. We're going to talk about your aches and pains coming up after 7 o'clock this morning with the Racine Disc Center. Boy, I could fill up an hour with my aches and pains. Guess who? No time. Right here at WRJN.
No time left for you.
On my way to better things. I found myself some way.
No time for you.
Distant roads are calling me.
You.
Da, 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 da. No time for a summer friend.
627 local news and timeless hits and Christmas classics too at WRJN 99.9 FM.
Well, you know you make me wanna stop.
Flip the 45 RPM over to hear the rest of the song. It's true. You had to turn it over, and now you got to hear part two of the song. When you're on the radio, that was kind of tough back then to do that. It's local news and timeless hits at WRJ, and also some Christmas classics as well. We've got some for you this morning. It's 6:30 right now. Think about this when you're waiting online at a store this holiday season. Not, you know, online on the computer, online, literally standing there waiting to be serviced. Americans spend about 37 billion hours total waiting in line every year. That's 37 billion hours cumulative. And by the way, that's not per individual person, just so you know. So you're spending all that time waiting online. I don't know if you have patience for that. I do not. If it takes me more than 60 seconds, I start fuming. All right, 6:30. Let's see what's going on in the world today. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin winter wind is picking up. A wintry mix of gusty winds and snow comes as a cold front moves through the state today. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. The combination of snow and strong winds is expected to cause blowing and drifting snow, potentially reducing visibility and making driving difficult. It won't be much snow. Forecasters say people should prepare for sub-zero wind chills into tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already charged with child-related sex crimes in Kenosha County now has charges moving forward in Racine County. In court yesterday, Anna Crocker appeared remotely in Racine through the Kenosha County Jail. The new charges in Racine include felony child enticement and exposing a child to harmful material. The former staff member at Riverview Elementary School faced initial charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy during a sleepover at her home. An additional bond amount of $100,000 was added yesterday. A preliminary hearing in Racine County is next week. There's another Kenosha court date in March. A social media post led to the arrest of a Kenosha high school student with a gun. Kenosha police arrested the Indian Trail High School student Monday after they got a tip. Officials say the 16-year-old boy didn't threaten anyone with the gun. School staff and police say they're checking their policies after an initial search of the student failed to find the weapon. And fine art for kids is free. The Milwaukee Art Museum has announced free admission for kids 12 and under. That's thanks to a gift from a donor. A statement says the generous donation aims to provide children with access to world-class art experiences and to foster family engagement. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, the weather didn't necessarily help, but we did find success with this year's Wisconsin gun deer season. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. We'll get some numbers for you next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Surprise! We had good success this year during Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season. Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer program specialist, and he said the harvest numbers even surprised him because of how late the hunt occurred this year.
I guess what makes it unique this year is that the factor that we expect to influence the gun season harvest is that we had the latest possible opener that we can have on the calendar. And that usually has a negative effect on the harvest compared to the previous year, and that didn't happen this year. And it's a combination of we had a down harvest last year to begin with, and so it was a little easier to beat it. But we also, coming off of a mild winter last winter, that helped too. And so hunting opportunity or harvest opportunity was a little better this year.
Jeff Pritzel, he is the DNR's deer program specialist. By the numbers, hunters registered 189,622 deer harvested this year. That's up 5.2% from last year and up 1.2% from the five-year average.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group auctions feature a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view their upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today.
And the Wisconsin Farmers Union happy to celebrate the grand opening of their Market on River. This is their headquarters for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Market on River provides Chippewa Falls with a food hall, event venue, residential and community gathering space, as well as the Wisconsin Farmers Union headquarters. The ribbon cutting for the big event happens tomorrow at River Street in Chippewa Falls. Just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. More available anytime, MidwestFarmReport.com. And do check out all of our interviews on our playlist. I'm PM Yonke.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Last two winters where I've lived have been brutal. I bought a snow blower last year. The thing needs new tires right now, okay? That's ridiculous. I had to buy a roof rake. You know what a roof rake is? I'm down south. They have no idea. I have to explain it. I'm like, it's a rake for your roof. But it's not for leaves. The snow gets so high, you got to go up there and scrape it off. Or it'll slide off. You could die in an avalanche. Could you imagine if that's how I died in an avalanche? Where was he, on a mountain? No, he was on his porch. Just getting the mail. I mean, people, it snows for 6 months back there. You know, and it's like, people are like, well, don't you like a white Christmas? I'll give you that. A white Christmas is nice. I don't need a white Easter.
Bill, Santa Claus is coming to town. Local news, timeless hits, and, of course, some Christmas classics as well at WRJN. Hey, TVLine.com ranked the best 20 TV shows of the year. Interestingly enough, only two regular TV network shows made the top 20. Number 9 was Abbott Elementary from ABC. Number 19 was Matlock from CBS. No NBC shows made the list. All the rest are cable or streaming services. And by the way, Shogun on FX came out number 1. Man, they're really crowding out the major 3 networks, aren't they? It's 640. Rain, snow showers today. Right now, clear in 27 degrees.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know. Well, that's true. 'Cause you got me. So we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Cher, I got you, babe. It's 6:43 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. But right now, it's time for some moron news. A burglar in California got more than he bargained for on Thanksgiving Day. He attempted to break into a church with an axe. The pastor confronted him and pinned him, thanks to his background in kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and other martial arts, mixed martial arts. Wow. What are the chances that the pastor knows all that stuff, huh? I don't think my pastor knows how to do that. It's 6:43 at WRJM with Billy Joe Royal down in the boondocks.
Down in the boondocks. Every night I watch the light from the house upon the hill.
Joe Royal down to the Boondocks. WRJN local news, timeless hits now, some Christmas classics too. We're looking for rain and snow showers today with a high near 37. Snow showers tonight, likely lows around 14. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 28. Clearing 27 degrees right now at Radio Park at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. It's 646. I've got some Christmas movie trivia for you right now. Ralphie's dad in the movie A Christmas Story doesn't have a name. He's always referred to as the old man. Interesting. I never thought about that. In the original script for the movie The Santa Claus, Santa doesn't die from falling off Tim Allen's roof. He dies because Tim Allen shoots him. A good thing they got that out of the film. During rehearsals on the movie Home Alone, Joe Pesci bit Macaulay Culkin hard enough to break his skin. It's a Wonderful Life flopped at the box office when it was released back in 1946. It became a classic when it entered the public domain in 1974, and TV stations all over started playing it for free. They didn't have to pay anybody. Bad Santa, the most expletive-filled Christmas movie ever. 255 swear words. Wow. The first known Christmas movie is called Santa Claus, 77 seconds long. Came out in 1898. I think I missed that one. Charlie Brown Christmas helped kill aluminum Christmas tree sales thanks to Charlie's determination to get a real tree. That's been on TV every year since 1965. And according to a 2018 survey, 62% of Americans do not think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Forget about politics. I think that's the most controversial question there is. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not?
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, alright da 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 da, whoosh whoosh whoosh, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the
drowning in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Mungo Jerry in the summertime. Local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics. 2851 at WRJN. So a woman is upset and embarrassed because a Target self-checkout line snitched on her for having too many items. Can they really do that? I didn't know they could do that. Here come the birds. Bob Dylan wrote it. The birds singing it. Here's Mr. Tambourine Man at WRJN. Bob Dylan's got that, well, he doesn't have the new movie coming out. Tim Chalamet stars as Bob Dylan in a brand new movie coming out Christmas Day, a biopic. Should be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Together.
Captain and Tennille. Local news, timeless hits, Christmas songs, too. Hey, got some showbiz news for you here. If this matters to you or not, the Swift and Kelce families spent Thanksgiving together this year. Tom Cruise wants to make his first real horror movie. Emma Corrin, she had 30 rats crawling on her bare chest in the upcoming Nosferatu remake. She said it's as horrible as you think it might be. Movie comes out Christmas Day. And Francis Ford Coppola apologizing for starting the trend of putting numbers on sequels with The Godfather Part 2. As well, he should apologize. Dare you do that. 657, local news. Timeless hits, Christmas music, classics as well. But right now, I've got the animals here for you.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad.
Understood.